KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky. We look for it to be 50 degrees today under clear to partly cloudy skies. And it's currently 29 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Well, if you know a teacher in the Atlantic Community School District who deserves recognition for going above and beyond the call of duty, the Atlantic Rotary Club wants to know about them. The Rotary is seeking nominations for the 5th Annual Rotary Club of Atlantic Outstanding Teacher Award. The award, designated to recognize excellence in education in the Atlantic Community Schools, can be given to any certified full-time teacher who spends at least 60% of his or her time instructing students. The teacher selected will receive recognition at a school employee event and will also receive a $3,000 cash award. The award may be used to enhance the educational resources of the teacher, further the teacher's education, or for any other purpose which the selected teacher deems appropriate. This is the 5th year for the award, which has been a long-time goal for the Atlantic Rotary Club, according to Ted Robinson, the 2018 Rotary Teacher Award Project Chair. Lisa Muncy, Atlantic Middle School math teacher, was the 2017 award winner. For teachers to be considered for this year's award, completed nomination forms, including letters of support, must be received by April 20th. Nominated teachers will be evaluated based on their skill with students, classroom management, parent communication, peer interaction, and community involvement. Teachers must be nominated by three individuals. They can be current or former students, parents of students, co-workers, or any combination of those. The forms were sent through email to all current parents through the Atlantic Community School System in March. The application materials can be found on the Rotary Club of Atlantic's website at www.atlanticrotary.com under the Grants and Scholarship tab. Hard copies of nomination forms may also be picked up from any school administration office or at the First Whitney Bank. Those completed nominations may be dropped off or mailed to the First Whitney Bank. Attention, Ted Robinson, Post Office Box 271. 223 Chestnut Street in Atlantic. It is the intention of the Atlantic Rotary Club through the award to recognize and reward outstanding educators in our public school system who exemplify the Rotary motto of service above self through their continuous dedication to students, parents, peers, and the larger community, as well as art and practice of education. This award is funded by proceeds from the Rotary Club's annual auction, which is made possible through the generous donation of local businesses and community members. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office has announced a special honor will be awarded to Deputy Zach Buttercase. Deputy Buttercase will receive the 2018 Iowa American Legion Law Enforcement Officer of the Year Award. He will be honored and presented with the award in Waterloo this July. Deputy Buttercase was nominated by the Williams Job Gibson American Legion Post No. 128. Zach is a canine handler with his canine partner Judge and has been with the department since 2014. He's previously served with the Iowa National Guard with deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. Elsewhere in the news, a woman from Creston was arrested at around 12:20 a.m. today on a Union County warrant for theft in the third degree. Creston police say 24-year-old Anastasia Imsland was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $2,000 bond. A man from Cass County was arrested Monday in Audubon County. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports 24-year-old Spencer Biggs of Atlantic was charged with OWI first offense. The charge is the result of an investigation into a traffic stop on March the 10th. Biggs posted a $1,000 bond and was released. On Tuesday, Audubon County deputies arrested 27-year-old Scott Nathaniel Ballou of Audubon for driving while suspended. He was being held in the Audubon County Jail on a $566 bond while awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. Last Saturday, 47-year-old Jen Lee Nielsen of Exira was arrested for OWI second offense. She posted a $2,000 bond and was released. That same day, 44-year-old Matthew Nielsen of Exira was arrested for public intoxication. He posted bond and was also released. Both of those arrests were the result of a traffic stop in Exira. A Shelby County Sheriff's deputy attempting to make a traffic stop just before 10 p.m. Tuesday ended up in a pursuit. That traffic stop was on a vehicle traveling south on Highway 173 from Elkhorn. The vehicle failed to yield to the deputy and attempted to flee. When the vehicle later became high-centered in a field near the area of 100th Street and Timber Road, the driver fled on foot. Assistance was received from the Cass County Sheriff's Department canine, which led to the apprehension of 24-year-old Joseph Reisberg from Audubon. Reisberg was transferred to the Shelby County Jail and was being held on a $10,000 bond. He currently faces charges that include eluding, driving while barred, interference with official acts, reckless driving, numerous traffic violations, and failure to maintain control. Reisberg had active warrants out of Cass County as well at the time of the pursuit. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office was also assisted during that incident by the Iowa State Patrol. Harlan police report three people have been arrested recently On Tuesday, 28-year-old Jeremy Kane Johnson of Harlan was arrested following a call about an argument in the 1600 block of Pine Street. He was charged with domestic abuse assault and obstruction of emergency communications. Last Saturday, 23-year-old Brian Arkfeld of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop and charged with OWI, open container, and cited for having dark windows. Two passengers, 18-year-old Devin Nicole Kramer and 19-year-old Bailey Judith Hansen, both of Harlan, were cited for open container. And on March 29th, 21-year-old Cody Barnes of Harlan was arrested following a call about an argument. Barnes was charged with domestic abuse assault and possession of drug paraphernalia. On April the 1st, Harlan police cited 27-year-old Sky Hauger of Harlan for driving while suspended. And on March 23rd, 40-year-old Jason Andrews of Harlan was cited for possession of drug paraphernalia. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday that a Shelby County man wanted on warrants for multiple offenses had turned himself into the sheriff's office on Monday. 31-year-old Christopher Watson of Harlan was wanted for burglary in the third degree, burglary in the third degree motor vehicle related, and theft in the fourth degree, along with criminal mischief in the fourth and domestic abuse assault. After a valid arrest warrant was confirmed, Watson was transported to the Pott County Jail and turned over to their corrections staff. Sheriff's officials in Taylor County report today 23-year-old Brian Adam Garcia of Lenox was arrested Wednesday. Garcia was taken into custody on a probation violation warrant and was being held without bond in the Taylor County Jail. Elsewhere in the news, local government officials warn property taxes on homes and farms will rise if a $150 million annual state payment to cities and counties ends. State lawmakers ordered a 10% cut in commercial property tax rates in 2013, and the state payments were promised back then to make up for lost local tax revenue. House Republicans have crafted a proposal to gradually eliminate those payments over the next 4 years. Lucas Binken of the Iowa State Association of Counties says that going from $150 million in state support to zero in 5 years will be a huge hit to local governments.
Far too rapid to be able to just absorb without raising property taxes significantly or looking at cuts in services.
Robert Palmer of the Iowa League of Cities says that while urban and suburban areas have seen development and growth in property taxes, much of the state has not.
Many more areas across the state still need the attention of the state legislature.
Some officials are asking legislators to give cities and counties the authority to levy new property taxes, specifically for police and fire department budgets. Others say the cuts Iowa lawmakers ordered in property taxes on apartment buildings have been a hardship, and those should be repealed. Doug Steich is a lobbyist for the cities of Des Moines, Iowa City, and Waukee, where the large tracts of apartments are found.
Those are large users of our services. There are students who go to school there. There are domestic problems that happen there. They certainly use a lot of our roads and infrastructure that way, yet we have declining revenue coming from those areas.
Community colleges eventually would lose $3.5 million in state support annually under the House's GOP plan. Public school districts would be impacted as well. Josh Hughes, president of the Interstate 35 School Board, says his district would take a $20,000 hit.
You know, $20,000 would cover the lion's share of hiring a new teacher. That's, you know, more than half of a new teacher's starting salary.
House Appropriations Chairman Pat Grassley says Republicans will consider all the input and the plan could be delayed a year. However, Grassley says legislators still need to act this year, even if the reduction in state support doesn't start until July of 2020. Grassley said that would give local officials enough time to cut budgets or raise taxes to adjust or reduce state support. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.